Okay, this lecture is on the Hardy-Weinberg equilibrium. It's called Evolution of Populations. And let's talk about evolution versus non-evolution. We defined evolution yesterday, sort of from the modern synthesis perspective, as a change in allele frequencies in a population. And so therefore, if there's no change in allele frequency in a population, we assume that no evolution has occurred. That's pretty easy. Now, Hardy and Weinberg actually defined five conditions under which no evolution would occur. And if these conditions are met, according to Hardy and Weinberg, an equilibrium is established. And we call it an equilibrium because the allele frequency doesn't change from generation to generation. Hence, it's in a state of equilibrium. And so we call this the Hardy-Weinberg equilibrium. So that raises the questions, well, how do we determine the allele frequencies of a population? And in order to do that, we need to sort of establish two assumptions about the populations that we're going to be dealing with at least this week. And number one, we will assume that there are only two alleles for each trait and that one of the alleles is dominant and will be represented by like a capital letter, and the other allele is recessive, and it will be represented by a lowercase letter. And when there's going to be two equations we're going to look at, and first of all, we need to realize that small p will represent the frequency of the dominant allele. So in my example I'm going to use, it'll be capital A. And little q, lowercase q, will represent the frequency of the recessive allele. In my example, it will be lowercase a. And so the first equation, like I said, there's two equations we're going to learn. The first equation we call the allele frequency equation, and it's very simple. P plus Q equals 1. And if the Hardy-Weinberg conditions are met, if the five Hardy-Weinberg conditions are met, then this equation will be true. And so, therefore, the allele frequencies, if we have P, little p is the frequency of the big A allele, and Q, little q, is the frequency of the little a allele. Okay? Now, the second equation that we're going to need to know is called the genotype frequency equation. Now, I want to remind you, remember, equation number one was the allele frequency equation. This is the genotype frequency equation. They are different equations, and they look at different things. The equation one looks at the allele frequencies. This looks at the genotype frequencies. And as you can see, it's p squared plus 2pq plus q squared equals 1. And once again, this will always be true as long as the Hardy-Weinberg conditions are met. And the actual genotype frequencies are as follows. P squared will be the frequency of what we call the homozygous dominant, big A, big A. 2pq will be the frequency of the heterozygote, which is big A, little a, and q squared will be the frequency of the homozygous recessive, or little a. And on the next slide, I actually have a Hardy-Weinberg example problem from your book, and you can see here, and you can work through the numbers on your own, but what I want to show you is at the very bottom, after this first generation, you'll see that the allele frequencies are as follows. P, which represents the frequency of the large A allele, is 0.8. Q, which is the frequency of the small A allele, is 0.2. Okay? And then if we go through a next generation, and you go to the next slide, and you actually go through the next generation, at the end of the next generation, if you do the math, you'll find out that the allele frequencies are identical. P is still 0.8, and Q is still 0.2. If that's the case, what do we say? Has evolution occurred or has it not occurred? It's not occurred. So there you go. So you can say, in this example, evolution has not occurred. Now notice the genotype frequencies may change. We don't care about that. What we care about is what are the allele frequencies. Okay, and if we went through a third generation, a fourth generation, a fifth generation, and we still got P 0.8 and Q 0.2, then we say no evolution has occurred at all. But if those change ever, then by definition, evolution has occurred. And so in our simulation tomorrow, we're going to be looking at this, and we're going to see, does evolution occur in our simulation or does it not occur? And if so, why does it occur? And if not, why not? So it'll be a very interesting lab. Now, in this practice problem, like I said, there's no change in allele frequency, no evolution has occurred, and therefore what we can say is all five Hardy-Weinberg conditions must have been met. And if you ask, well, what are those five Hardy-Weinberg conditions, that will be the next lecture.